Donna, DONNA, Browder, BROWDER, born 11/21/63. Chief complaint, 58-year-old woman comes in today with increased liver, increased kidney function. And number two, B unit creatinine is 19 and 1.26. Number three, low back pain. Number four, follow-up of COVID. Number five, increased A1C still remains high. Number six, recently her glipizide was increased to 7.5 milligram morning and 5 milligram evening. With that dose, her blood sugars are definitely coming down. The next number, symptoms of low back pain. Next number, history of leg pain. Next number, leg pain with walking. Also follow-up of hypertension, follow-up of diabetes, follow-up of hypothyroidism. Our goal is to get the hemoglobin A1C around 6. It's at 7 at this time with slightly elevated triglycerides. Our patient is a 58-year-old woman. She's not currently working. She's married, 38 years, has 3 children, has a history of diabetes, hypertension, low back pain, history of neuropathy, anxiety, difficulty sleeping. Patient also has a history of obesity, which her weight has stable, and insomnia, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. Medications include Synthroid, 75 microgram once a day, Crestor, 40 milligram a day, Lunesta, 2 milligram at bedtime, Invokana, 100 milligram a day, Glipizide, 7.5 morning, 5 in the evening, Wellbutrin, 150 BID, Metformin, 1,000 milligram BID. Then from the neurologist, gabapentin, 600 BID, Topamax, 25 TID. Family history, mom's alive with diabetes, cervical cancer, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation. Dad died of liver cancer. Surgery, she's had a C-section. Medical problems as above, immunization, COVID immunizations up to date, maintenance exam, mammogram were a year ago, colonoscopy up to date times 2, pap smear hasn't been done, she doesn't want to do another pap smear, any more pap smears, let's see, review of system, so low back pain, symptoms of neuropathy, abdominal discomfort, increased BUN creatinine, some nausea, some symptoms of neuropathy, some leg pain, history, chronic renal insufficiency noted. Arm pain off and on with activity, history of carotid stenosis, history of LVH because of hypertension, and a history of small thyroid cyst in the past. Oh, by the way, allergies, penicillin and iodine. Heart rate is 94, temperature is 99. O2 sat 100%, blood pressure 130 over 60, weight 173 pounds, heart positive, home positive is 2, lungs few bronchi but clear, abdomen is soft, there's some slight tenderness noted, epigastric area, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, TMs clear, lower extremity shows positive pulses. Assessment number one, as far as her COVID-19 is concerned, we were concerned about her leg pain. For this reason, we looked at her legs to make sure there's no DVT. None was found. Nixon's mild PVD noted. Nixon's DJD noted in the past. Nixon's also leg pain, maybe a neuropathic in origin, has had low back pain issues in the past, has been seen a pain specialist, has had MRI, has had injection. At one time, she was on numerous medication, but she didn't like the way it made her feel, so she quit taking them. Period. Also has bone spurs. Next number, bone spurs in her feet. Next number, increased creatinine, 1.26. She recently was on steroids that could be causing this. Her kidneys look normal on the ultrasound with no significant change from previously. Next number is rechecked BUN and creatinine in 1 month. Next number is A1C of 7. Even though it's improved at this time, we have increased her glipizide to 7.5 morning, 5 in the evening, recheck in 3 months. Blood sugars are stabilizing per patient. Next one is slightly increased liver function test, most likely related to fatty liver, which was noted on the ultrasound as well. Next one is high MCH, MCH2, check vitamin B12. Patient does not drink alcohol. Next emergency, anxiety stable. Next emergency, talked about Lunesta and alcohol use at length. Next number of patients not suicidal. Next one is hypothyroidism, TSH stable. Next one is hyperlipidemia stable. Next one is diabetes. We're working on that, of course, as I mentioned. Next one is previous history of thyroid cyst. None was noted today. Next number is leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial, no DVT or any other issues noted except for mild PVD. Next number, with history of renal insufficiency, we paid a lot of attention to the renal Doppler study, which was within normal limits. Next number is carotid stenosis, remains as before, no significant change. Next number is come back in 2 more weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, to recheck the kidney function. Thank you.